Well, good day everyone, McColgan here, and it's February the 2nd, which leads us almost directly to February the 2nd, second day of the Project Booze for the whole of the month. And yesterday was obviously an introduction, most people follow that kind of format, and today a sort of a what did you dream of, what did you want to be when you grew up. I can honestly say I never remember, you know, being really enthusiastic about being anything in particular when I was a kid. I never wanted to be a pilot or a fireman or doctor or any of the kind of things. I can't even think of anything in my mind when I was young I really, really want to be that. Oh yeah, there was one. I wanted to be a spaceman for a short while, but that was only because, and some of the older members, if they are that old on Audio Beerland, might remember the Dan Dare outfits that came out, you know, walkie-talkies. You could talk to your mum and dad or your brother and sister at the other side of the house. All wired, of course, not wireless. So you had these massive big long cables. So anyway, so I suppose for a while I wanted to be a spaceman, kind of running about, you know, with a pot over your head and going zzzz. Anyway, but other than that, no, I can't honestly remember anything else. When I did grow up, my dad, who was a miner, never really encouraged me to be anything. He just sort of left me to do. He's a good dad, great dad, but he was a hard working man, and mining wasn't the thing to be. So I never ever dreamt to be in to do with mining. But once I left school, sort of I became involved in a lot of technical things. And my course was kind of set from there to be an electrician, well, which I did become. But then advanced that on to being an electrical technician, electrical engineer. And so that was my career for all my days. Right up to I retired just about 4 years ago. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. But I never ever dreamt of being an electrical engineer. I suppose, if anything, my mum wanted me to be a carpenter. Because Jesus was a carpenter, and being Catholic, I think she thought that I should be a carpenter too. But of course, I was good at woodwork, and there was quite a few crafty things dotted around my mum's house that I'd made for her. When I think back how horrid they were at the time, yeah, she was proud of me. But anyway, yeah, I had no real dreams, and I've listened to some other people's views on their dreams and ambitions and aspirations when they were kids, when they were young. It's quite surprising what people thought or hoped they'd grow up to be. For me, you know, I thoroughly enjoyed my life as an electrical engineer. I worked with a lot of the major companies, British Coal, British Steel, British Leyland, and then finally with a company called Georgia Pacific, which is in the paper industry. So yes, a good career, hard working, and I had a good living out of it all the years. I reared 4 children, and we had a pretty decent life. Looking back, I suppose we all look back and see if I wished I had done this or done that. And looking back, the one thing I would have loved to have done was change complete tack and worked in the land. I'd love to have worked out in the open air. I suppose now, you know, at my age, in early 60s, you begin to appreciate things like God's earth, fresh air, the hills, and just where I am just now, you might hear it in the background, the small weir on the what we call a burn, you used to call it a stream. And just enjoying this. And I've often thought, you know, if only I had went back and took that tack in life at that point and worked on the land. I'm not quite sure what it would have been, but certainly out in the land somewhere. Because all those years of working in factories, you miss out on a lot. You miss out on a lot of real life that's going on about you. And when you talk to people who do work out there and how they would never ever dream of doing anything else. Being an electrical engineer, I always dreamed at times of being somebody else, but these people, when you talk to them, they never ever dreamt. Once they're out there doing what they do, they never dream of being indoors, locked up or caged in any form whatsoever. So I'm not complaining about my life or my career. Great career, but never dreamt to be it, but it worked out fine for me. So who can complain? God was good to me as far as that's concerned. He gave me the ability and the skills to do it well. So you can only be happy with that, and I am. Okay, folks, February 3rd, tomorrow.